The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
James McLean, how are you?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, good. Listen, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Not a problem.
I was panicking after our DM conversation last night. I thought, I'll phone you, but I don't have your number. So it was great. I put out a call out for you. I don't know if somebody got in touch with you. But listen, what a night last night was in the Aviva. You must have been buzzing.
Unbelievable. Well, to qualify, you can't put into words. I was part of the squad in 2012 at the Euros, but I didn't feel part of it because I had nothing to do with the campaign, you see. So last night was it was unbelievable. I felt that obviously I've been there for the whole campaign, and I felt like it was a great achievement.
It really was. I was at the game last night with my two little kids, and just the atmosphere, same as the Germany game. Ireland have a habit of doing it the hard way, but that's all kind of gone now. We're there, and you must be just so excited about next summer and actually playing in a tournament like this for Ireland.
Yeah, I can't wait. Obviously, it's every young boy's dreams. Obviously, they be a footballer and they go on and represent their country. So they do that at a major tournament. Luckily for me, it's my second. But like I said, the first time, I feel part of it this time, and hopefully it goes a lot better than the last thing. Because quite frankly, last time was a bit of a disaster, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. What did Roy and Martin say at halftime? We're 1-0 up. We've an away goal. We're 2-1 up on aggregate at halftime. What did they say to you at that point?
Well, you wouldn't have thought we were 1-0 up at that stage. No, Martin gave us a lecture about it. Kind of, obviously, we're halfway there, and basically see the job out now and make sure we don't do anything sloppy. And no, they obviously all the right things, but look, we done the job. Know what I mean? We knew what we had to do, and I think we done the job brilliantly last night. And Johnny Walters getting my vote for Ballon d'Or, so yes, this year.
it was a great performance by everyone. You really stood up to be counted last night. Now Jenny presents a show with me here, James. She doesn't, I'm not saying she doesn't know about football, speak. She always just has one question when we have somebody like you on the phone. Jenny, what could it be? Make it a good one.
All right, no pressure then. Well, speaking of pressure, actually, because I would imagine there obviously is on all of you as a team in a game like last night. So, how do you feel you deserved that yellow card? Because, I mean, you only just come on the pitch, like.
No, I thought it very harsh. I thought it was my first foul. I didn't even think it was a foul. But I broke the world record for most fouls in a cameo appearance after that. So, I think, overall, it was kind of deserved overall, but for the first one, very harshly.
Correct me if I'm wrong, James, after you got the yellow card, did I see Roy rollick you from the sideline? Something along the lines of you're only on the pitch and you have to get yourself booked?
That's becoming a current theme. So, yeah, for the Georgia game as well, he told me because I won yellow away from suspension, he told me no silly fouls. I was on the pitch 30 seconds and I got booked. So I think after the game he jokingly made a fuss as if he wanted to punch me, but I think he really did want to punch me.
You never know with Roy, do you? It's like, is he going to hit me?
I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that now after a game like that.
But you know, it was great with all the pictures in the papers and stuff today. Everybody as jubilant, and someone like Roy, with everything he's been through with Ireland, to go back to a major tournament now, back part of the Irish squad. I'm sure deep down it's really special for him as well.
No, I'm sure it is. Well, I touched on it really. It was well documented what happened in 2002. So, but for Roy as well, this is every single one of us last night. It's a great sense of achievement, and like I said, hopefully we can go there now. We can have a great tournament and make the country even more proud of us.
Absolutely. There was a game a while back, James. What I love about you is your passion when you come on to play for Ireland. Yeah, I don't know who it was against, but you probably remind me. You just came on, you made a tackle, you must have sprinted halfway across the pitch, and I know the guy wasn't expected. He turned as to kind of run onto the ball, and you took the ball, him, the turf, nearly ended up down the road in Donnybrook. It was a fair tackle, but it was a hard one. Who was that against?
The Poland game. I think it was just frustration from from not starting the game. I just wanted to come on, make an impact. And so he turned out and he didn't see me coming. It was just a great opportunity to come ball everything. And you know, I kind of got the crowd on their feet, so we managed to get a draw. So it worked out quite well on the night.
It did. It was a defining moment of that game. I think we equalised late on in that game, and after you came on and smashed him fairly, of course. Let's keep it fair. Fairly, we don't want James McLean getting fined by UEFA or anything. Very fair. Won the ball and everybody. Listen, James, we're going to have to go to the news, but I have to say, you lads last night have really lifted the nation. We're all looking forward to next year, and just make sure none of you get injured now between now and then. Yeah, okay.
We'll try our best.
Listen, I'm sure you're going back to your club and to West Brom pretty soon. So the best luck the rest of the season.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Cheers, James. Cheers. McLean, everybody. One of our Irish superheroes from last night. Cheers, James. Thanks, mate.